Right.
All right. And if you were cutting, when you were talking about putting the logs up on a rail fence, they have to cut little things in the wood.
Notches.
You know. And a steep face on a mountain just drops.
Let's see. Be more like a devil's looking place for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's the sort of thing I mean. I mean, you know, you might say that man jumped off the
cliff,
you know. And then a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded.
Boat dock, wasn't it?
All right. And a place up in the mountains where the river's running along and then suddenly it drops off sharply.
Waterfall.
Yeah. And now I want to talk to you about some different kinds of roads. You were talking about, now this, the road that I came over from Jonesboro on was a
gravel road.
All right.
All right.
Now, what about a road that doesn't even have gravel on it?
Dirt roads around here.
All right.
Think of them as dirt roads.
Now, what's this gravel road has something underneath it, though, doesn't it? It isn't just dirt underneath that gravel. Looked to me like it was paved in some way.
No, it's just gravel all up in the yard, the dirt.
Is that right? Yeah. I see, because it looks, I guess it's so hard that it almost
looks
like.
Well, you see some of that been run over more than others, just where the cars run.
Yeah.
But it's just macadam road, what they call macadam road, the gravel. Of course, now they'll. Next thing they put on that will be real fine ground lime, about like sawdust.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll bond there. And then eventually they may put some, and yeah, I think you put a little tar with it when you put it down. Roll it.
I see.
There's different methods of building roads anymore than what they used to be.
Now the big roads that out there, like the road to Greenville, that you would.
That's the concrete there.
All right. And they,
some of them are tar, but tar top.
Now, to get, when I come up, when I came off the road, you might call it, does this road go very far, the one out in front of your house?
No.
Where does this road lead to?
This known by here?
Yeah.
It leads over toward Talbot, but it's just about a half, three-quarter mile out, John, to you, not on a road finished, like I said, put on that fine gravel and roll down.
Does that go back
to Jonesboro? If you want to, you can go around the way. That church, you remember church over here on 11 East?
Yeah.
And cemetery down there?
That,
I could have told you to come that way.
Well, I was wondering if I could get over to, if I'm going back to Greenville, if there'd be a shorter way than going back to Jonesboro.
Yeah, you want to go back to Jonesboro. You go right out the road and keep to your left all the way over and you come out that church there.
I see.
Out on 11 East.
Okay, well, that's how I could do it if I were coming back.
Now, I could have directed that way coming in. That's a little better than it is this way. You don't have so many places you can turn off.
This was kind of fun, though.
But if you come over that, if you go out of here now, keep your left all the way out, and you intersect that road out there, it's finished, like I told you. That it looked more like a blacktop road. And just keep your left out around, there's nowhere you can turn off. But there are a few places you could have turned off, but I told you to keep your left all the time, so you couldn't hit any road.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what's on. Now, to get off, you might distinguish, a road like you call this road a gravel road, but you might just call it a country road or a back road or a neighborhood road?
Very good. I guess you use a lot of names you'd use that way to describe it, but just a plain macadam road.
Uh-huh. And then to get off that road up to your house, I turned in on your
driveway.
All right. And now in Jonesboro,